Okay, welcome to October 2014. I decided to go ahead and dive into this again. And I just discovered today, on the 1st of October, this whole October thing came back to mind. Hasn't been on my mind much since last year. I only did a few days last year, and I'm not sure how many days I'm going to participate in this year, because things are busy elsewhere. But we'll see how it goes. So, as far as the whole October deal goes, day one topic is about new discoveries and what kind of year the year so far, 2014, has been so far musically. Discoveries, really nothing that I can think of that's jumping to mind right now. And as far as what the year's been like musically, it's been a lot of pentatonics. I'm not prepared right now to play any samples of anything, but you know, I'm sure you've probably heard some other stuff. If you haven't, then definitely go out and give them a search on Google, YouTube. They've got a very active channel on YouTube showing videos of their songs. And they do brilliant, brilliant, amazing work. They're an a cappella group. They won the sing-off competition on TV a year or two, I forget how long ago. And they've just been blowing it up ever since. They do beautiful songs. And this has been a very pentatonics filled year for me in another sense as well. I made my first remix, and it was a remix of a pentatonic song. All the sounds that are part of that remix are from pentatonic songs. The song that I remixed was Run to You, but I actually pulled samples from several of their other tunes and use those to help fill in percussion and some other instrument type things. So some sounds were processed more than others to create instrument-like sounds for background elements of this remix. I'm still waiting, though, to get permission to post it, so it's not going up online publicly yet until I have permission, or I've just decided just to post it anyway, and we'll see where that goes. So I don't know if I've shared anything about my SoundCloud channel on here. It's not terribly active, but I do have a few things up there. And I had a sample of this remix up a while back, but since I discovered that SoundCloud was really picky about getting permission for posting remixes, I've since made it private and no longer public. But we'll see how it goes. I've made contact with Pentatonics Management, and the gentleman I spoke with, or emailed with at least, has tried to reach out also to the label RCA to get their input on these things. I'm waiting for feedback on that side of the equation before going any farther. So that's been a year, kind of short and sweet so far. We'll see what happens tomorrow with good old October. But definitely check out Pentatonics, Pentatonix. Their website is ptxofficial.com, and just stunning work all the way around. And I love a cappella. I've loved a cappella for a long time, but these guys really have something special going on. And this is my personal take on why I think Pentatonics is so good. It's funny because I've listened to a lot of other a cappella music recently. I made a channel on iTunes Radio on my iPhone that is pretty focused on just a cappella songs, and it started with Pentatonics, of course. And in listening to a lot of other a cappella groups, I've noticed an interesting difference between most groups, I'm not going to say every group, but most groups, and Pentatonics. As far as the voices that make up the group, that's where I think the key difference is, and what makes Pentatonics so awesome. Every single person that I hear in Pentatonics is an excellent soloist. But on top of that, and they have very distinct voices, all five of the members of Pentatonics have very distinct voices. And on top of being very distinct voices and having such good voices and being excellent soloists in their own right, they blend so well as a group. And it's that combination, I think, that makes them so awesome. Because when I compare that to a lot of other a cappella groups, especially large groups that have, you know, 20, 30 members or more or whatever, humongous groups like that, what I would call, I guess, a humongous group in the a cappella scene. A lot of those a lot of the members sound more generic. I don't really hear any standout kinds of voices where I can say, okay, I know that voice. This is so-and-so. Now, granted, some people that know the groups better might be able to spot those voices and know the people. But it feels to me, anyway, like a lot of a cappella groups that are out there are a blend of what I would call, for lack of a better term, amazingly average voices. They're very good singers, but individually the voices don't necessarily stand out. And that's where I think Pentatonix has the advantage. They have unique individual voices that do stand out. You know when it's Mitch or Avi or Kevin or anybody in the group, Kirsty or, I'm spacing on number five's name right now, Scott. You know those guys by the way they sound. They have very distinctive sounds. But when I listen to some a cappella groups and they go from one soloist to another, like singing the lead primarily, it sounds like one very good but somewhat generic sounding voice to another very good but yet generic sounding voice when they're making that kind of a change. There's nothing that really stands out in those voices for me, the soloist voices. And of course they blend very well. But the way that Pentatonix blends, they all have these unique voices, and you would think that with such unique voices that they would kind of be competing for each other, but maybe it's just the way the songs are produced, but something about their sound is so different and so beautiful to me. And I think it's that something in the very special blend of their unique voices and the strong talents each of those voices has. And they're very, very, very talented. Again, that's one thing you may be able to compare it to other a cappella groups as well is, you know, because they have trained so hard to be excellent individual singers, but they also have that ability to blend with each other very well. And the ranges their voices around are just so perfect. And I got to say something about Avi, good grief. Even thinking about basses in a cappella groups, a lot of basses, they're low, but there's some special, there's a resonance to Avi's tone that is just, again, it stands out compared to a lot of other basses I hear in other a cappella groups. I don't know. There's something just cool about Pentatonix that just makes them awesome. So many cool things is probably what it's a better way to say it. So anyway, I didn't expect to be talking quite this long about it, but that's been my year kind of, not just discovering Pentatonix. I mean, discovered them before last year ended. But I've really listened very closely to their performances, live performances, as well as their albums. And that's what my ears have picked up as far as why I like them so much compared to a lot of others. And again, if you haven't heard them, go check them out. Very, very worth, very, get the words out in the proper order here. It is worth the search to find what they have because they have something really special. And they're awesome, and I'll be listening to them for a long time to come. Very few groups I can say that about these days. But, yeah, beautiful work all the way around. That's it. I'm done. October day one is over. October day one and October. And I'm cracking. It's late. It's late for me. So wrapping this up, thanks for listening, and we'll see what happens tomorrow, October 14, day two. Good night.